never know how this is going to turn around, so be very careful how you answer me.
He agreed to be their roommate.
Did you sign a lease, sir?
I did sign a lease.
Well, then you have an obligation.
No, I don't.
But did they change the rules?
I was going to move in August, paying the third of the rent, and then they told me they were trying to charge me half the rent.
You say he was supposed to move in June and did not.
Yes.
I don't like when people lie to me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Hayden Collins and his girlfriend Jessica O'Mahony are suing their former friend, 21-year-old Anthony Guerra, for unpaid rent.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 440 on the calendar in the matter of O'Mahony versus Guerra. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
How are you related to each other?
We're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay. Did you, prior to moving into this apartment, did you live together with the defendant with or without your girlfriend?
We all lived together.
So all three of you lived together in another apartment. How long had you lived together?
I lived there for about 2 months, and she lived there for three.
And then you moved into this new apartment?
That was a couple months later. Actually, there was a gap in between the apartments.
Where did you live during that gap?
I lived with a couple of friends, actually,
All right. In what month did you and your girlfriend sign a lease on the new apartment?
June.
And that new apartment had two bedrooms about the same size?
Yes.
And your complaint is that Mr. Guerra agreed to be your roommate, even though he wasn't on the lease. And you acknowledge that you agreed, even though you weren't on the lease, to move into that apartment with them.
Come August, I couldn't move in June time because I couldn't afford it. I told him I could afford it about August or September.
In your answer, you said August.
Yes.
And he says that your original agreement was that he would be paying a third of the rent in this apartment because there were three people. At some point, you told him that he had to pay, according to him, half the rent. And so he didn't move in because he couldn't afford half the rent. And you want him to pay how many months' rent?
It is 6 months.
6 months.
Originally, he had told us...
Just a minute. You want him to pay 6 months' rent. Now, according to you, you moved in June. And according to you, he was supposed to move in with you in June.
Yes.
And his name is not on the lease.
His name is on the lease.
His name is.
I'd like to see it.
Yes. Is it this one?
Your Honor.
Shh. Don't speak. Okay. Did you sign the lease, sir?
I did sign a lease.
Well, then you have an obligation.
No, I don't.
Shh. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. Don't say I don't.
Okay.
This is a contract. It's a binding contract. You signed the lease. Show me in the lease where it says that you weren't moving until August.
I have text messages.
Show me on the lease where it says that you weren't moving until August.
There's nowhere on there.
Okay. So this is the contract. That's the contract. Now, what you're telling me is that they agreed in writing. Agreed. Not what you said to them, but they agreed, which is you said something, they agreed to it, that you would not be living there until August.
Correct.
That I'll look at.
It's basically in text messages.
Don't speak. Show me. Good. Thank you.
Those are numerous.
Shh. Oh. This is from October. I would like you to just don't give me a whole bunch of stuff. Just show me where they agreed that you would not be living there until August.
They had other roommates in there in June and July. I don't have any, like, true facts that, like...
Show me where they tell you that they had other people there, not you tell them. Show me where they say that they had other people there in June and July. Show me.
I brought
it... Give that back to him, please.
I brought it multiple times up in his text messages, and they...
Listen to me. You don't have your listening ears on. I don't want to see what you said to them. I saw in the text message you said, ask some of the other people you had there. I want to see where they say that they had other tenants living there in June and July. They say, not you. Do you not understand? Your mother understands what I'm saying. You want her to help you? Good. Then find it.
There's nothing, I don't have anything that they are specifically saying that they had other roommates in there.
Fine. So you say, and you never know how this is going to turn around, so be very careful how you answer me. You say he was supposed to move in June and did not.
Yes.
And he didn't pay rent, correct?
Correct.
And you had another bedroom,
yes,
correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Show me the ads starting in June to fill the apartment.
We actually did not put any ads up until he had notified us at the end of August that he was not moving in.
Just a minute. Well, that buttresses his statement that he told you that he could not move in until August. I'm just telling you.
No, he told us at the end of August he was not moving in.
That buttresses his statement that you had other people there in June and July, ostensibly covering the rent, because otherwise you would have put the ad up right away when he didn't move in June.
Actually, Your Honor, is what happened was when we got into the apartment, my friend was getting out of his lease and looking for another apartment, and he had stayed with us for 2 weeks.
Well, just a minute. Now that it's starting to get more truthful, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I told you, you never know where it's going to lead.
They were only with us for the month of June because Tony was originally supposed
care.
To be...
I don't care. I don't care. Now I believe him that he wasn't supposed to move in there until August because that was your arrangement, that he wasn't supposed to move in. So I don't like when people lie to me. That's not a good way to start a trial. Do you understand?
Yes.
Then he told you you had other people living there for the summer. I don't care if it was part of the month or half the month or whatever it was. He wasn't supposed to move in until August. Now tell me what happened the end of August.
Well, at the end of August, he had notified us that he was not moving in.
Did he tell you why?
Because he couldn't afford it, and then 10 days after that, he signed a roommate release form and quit the job that my girlfriend had given him
so that
he could pay rent.
Just a minute. So he released the apartment in August?
No, November, Your Honor, when we found another roommate. So I told him that I would hold him responsible in case
Hold him responsible for what?
Well, the rent on the apartment is
$1,300. Just a second. For September?
August, September, October.
Forget
November.
August. September. And when did you have a new roommate move in?
It was November 25th.
21st.
So now you tell me what you're suing him for.
I'm suing him for the
For how many months rent, did you say?
It was for the 6 months.
What 6 months?
It was the 6 months since we had signed the lease.
Oh, well, you can't do so. Now, you were supposed to move in August.
Correct.
You didn't move beginning, middle, or end. You signed off the lease in what month?
September 10th. I have the release right here.
Now, they didn't find another roommate until November. Who's supposed to pay September's rent?
The reason why I never moved in there in the first place is because I was going to move in August, paying the third of the rent. And then they told me they were trying to charge me half the rent. And I have a certified letter that he sent me in November requesting half the rent and for the 6 months.
Who cares what he's asking for? He's ridiculous and he's a fibber. But I'm going to go back. Who's supposed to pay for September's rent? You didn't sign off the lease until September 10th.
The other roommates, they were going to continue paying half the rent. I would have moved in there for a third of the rent. We wouldn't
just a second. Who's supposed to pay September's rent?
They're supposed to pay.
No, you were technically there. If I believe you that you weren't supposed to move in until August, my question to you is, if you didn't sign off the lease until September 10th is what you told me. You just told me September 10th. I believe you. If you signed off on September 10th, you were technically there the whole month of September. So who's supposed to pay September's rent, whether it's a third or a half?
They are.
You. You.
Oh.
You. Now, it's up to me to determine whether it's a third or a half, because I can understand from their perspective that there were two bedrooms. You had one bedroom. They're sharing a bedroom. And someplace in between should have been a more reasonable, you know, not half, but there are three people living there. You're two. He's one, even though he has his own room. Something sort of in between a third and a half would be reasonable, don't you think so?
Yes, Your Honor.
How much is the rent?
$1,280 every month.
Okay, so you owe him for September's rent. I'm going to round out the figure to $400 for September's rent, which you owe him. Now, you have some sort of ridiculous counterclaim that, let me see if I understand it. Your counterclaim says that in the last apartment that you were living in with them, one of them invited a friend over. I don't know who. You?
Hayden.
He invited a friend over. And that friend was involved in a shooting. And because the friend was involved in a shooting, not he wasn't involved, but the friend was involved, you all got evicted right?
Correct.
And you want me to hold him responsible for his friend's actions, therefore causing your eviction. That's the basis of your complaint. That's
correct.
Dismissed. He's not responsible for the criminal actions of another person.
But I got over $2,000 in eviction fines.
Who
because
cares? You can't
it should,
hold.
He should have been. Listen he was living
me,
with
listen
me.
Listen to me.
He was living with me.
I don't care. He is not responsible for the criminal actions of another person.
How am I still held responsible for the eviction? He should be held at least half of the damages from leaving the apartment. They're not from the criminal part. They're from getting new carpet in. He was living in the apartment. He was obtaining a bedroom. Like, they're not from the criminal actions. They're just the causes from that. I have the rundown.
Just a second.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
What is it that's special about this particular female?
Which female? The one that I wanted?
The one that you wanted from the defendants.
It was.
Why did you want this particular female? And it better be a good reason that I understand.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Hayden Collins and Jessica O'Mahony claim former roommate Anthony Guerra owes for unpaid rent. Anthony is countersuing for eviction costs.
He has since gone to trial, but because of this, we were evicted and I was forced to pay all the costs associated with the eviction. Were you the only person whose name was on the lease?
That's correct.
And they were living with you not on the lease?
Not on the lease, but paying rent.
They were paying rent to you?
Correct.
Then they're not legally responsible for your eviction. If they were on the lease, they would be responsible for half.
There were the damages that from living in the apartment.
You're not going to ask me to go through damages and ascribe who dirtied the carpet and who damaged the walls.
That's
are
why
you?
I was just...
Yes, it's not happening. You owe him $400 for September's rent. Thank
Your
you
Honor?
Very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I don't think I was responsible for any of the rent because...
He said he was going to move in with me and then never moved in.
He just had threatening text messages to me.
So... pretty unhappy about it.
About if I ever entered the apartment again, that we were gonna get physical.
Yeah, don't mix business and friends.
So I really never had an opportunity to ever move in.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Wharton versus Glad Rawl. Step forward.
Kyle Wharton is suing dachshund breeders Brian Glad and his girlfriend Kimberly Grawl for the return of a down payment for a puppy and for harassment.
Mr. Wharton, you agreed to buy a puppy from the defendants, and it is your claim that you didn't get the puppy. You want your deposit back.
That is correct.
You want your deposit back plus a lot of other stuff, but at most, you're out $100. Can I see the contract for the puppy?
There's no contract. He made no contract. I do have a receipt.
I'd like to see the receipt. The receipt says that, well, it's a contract. This is a contract,
okay.
By the way. It doesn't have to be in any particular form. It doesn't have to be a big contract, or it doesn't have to be a handwritten contract or a typed contract. It's a contract that says AKC female dachshund puppy, Dottie Silver Dapple with tan tipping. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
11/19/13. All pups sold as is, no health guarantee. Price $600, deposit $100, balance due $500 by December 8th, 2013. Deposit is non-refundable unless loss of puppy, and it's signed by both of you. That's a contract,
okay.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, he gave you the deposit?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Did he give you the balance on December 8th?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
It was impossible for me to give him the balance as he sold the puppy to somebody else. The 7th of December.
Is that right?
Well, when he first looked at the puppy, he said that there was a problem with him picking it up on the 8th, so I said, I don't want to take your deposit. And he said, no, we'll work something out. And he said that he would be there to get it on the 8th. That's why I made that so clear on the receipt. And he said he would. Meanwhile, when it came like 2 days before to get the puppy, on the 6th, he had texted me and told me that it was impossible for him to pick up the dog till next week.
Can I see that?
The text. Yes, ma'am.
It's right here, sir. You scroll down right there. On December 6th.
As we had discussed, would it be possible to get a week later? I will be off from school and able to spend more time with her at that point. And did you reply?
Yeah, we had like a whole bunch of texts and it got really ugly.
I'd like to see the texts.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He told me that I got this beautiful dapple boy I'm going to breed with Dottie, and I'm going to make double dapples.
So you had misgivings about it
before? Yeah, I refused to breed double dapples. They're born without eyes, health problems.
Did you know that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kyle Worden says dachshund breeder Brian Gladd and his girlfriend Kimberly Grawl owe for the return of a down payment for a puppy. The defendants are countersuing for advertising costs and harassment.
Do you breed puppies?
I've had one litter.
One litter of what?
Of dachshund.
CKC. CKC, not AKC, ma'am. He's just new to breeding.
And how many dachshunds do you now have in your home?
I have three.
Males or females?
I have two females and one male.
And what is it that's special about this particular female?
Which female? The one that I wanted?
The one that you wanted from the defendants.
My wife, her mother passed away in March on the 13th of a hemorrhagic stroke.
Too much information for me, actually, sir.
It was.
Why did you want this particular female? And it better be a good reason that I understand.
My wife wanted it, and
for
we
what?
Wanted to breed as well.
You wanted to breed it?
Mm-hmm.
This particular female?
Yes.
Because there are lots of dachshund puppies.
Mm-hmm.
Why this particular female?
Because it's a dapple, but in other breeds it's called merle. It's the pattern of the coat.
And what pattern is the one male that you have?
I would not be breeding her with the male.
I just asked you what color he was.
Oh, he's a clear red.
And who would you be breeding her with?
I would find a stud.
Okay. Now, something happened here, quite frankly, that I'm not understanding. And of course, the contract itself is very clear. The contract itself says by December the 8th, and I'm reading all of the emails, and it does appear that after you had this initial discussion about picking the puppy up a week later, you said to him, listen, I'm not crazy about what I'm hearing. I'm going to give you a deposit back. I've decided to keep the puppy myself. That's what you said to him.
Yeah, when I realized he was going to breed, this is Dottie. He was going to breed Dottie with another dapple, which creates double dapples. It's linked here. I have some information for you here. Deafness, blindness.
No.
Okay.
What made you think that he was going to do that?
He told me.
What did he tell you?
He called me or texted me 2 days after the deposit, and he told me that, hey, Brian, I got this beautiful dapple boy I'm going to breed with Dottie, and I'm going to make double dapples. And he also kept calling her a double dapple, and she's not. Her mother's a piebald, which is white and tan and black. I have a photo of her mother.
So you had misgivings about it before?
Yeah, I didn't. I refused to breed double dapples. They're born without eyes, inner ears, health problems.
Did you know that?
He didn't at the time, ma'am.
Listen to me. Did you know that?
Judge Judy continues in a... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, did you know that?
Absolutely. I never made the case that I was going to breed double dapples.
Listen, you want your deposit back?
Yes.
Done. Anything else we have to talk about?
Not really.
Did the puppy find a good home, or is the puppy with you?
Oh, we sure did. I found a nice retired woman that her dog that died of old age, and she's retired, and she's not going to be bred. She'll never be in a cage, just like none of our dogs are in a cage.
So she was sold as a pet, not...
Well, I let them have full AKC rights. They could breed and get papers, but that was their not intention.
Okay. And is breeding going to be a hobby for you, sir?
It is, yes. I'm a responsible breeder. That's why I've hired my witness, who's been breeding for 20 years to help
me. I don't know whether you're responsible or not. You certainly don't know enough yet. What do you do for a living?
I am a high school science teacher. I hold a degree in chemistry and a degree in biology. I have knowledge in genetics. Therefore, I would not breed inappropriately. Right here.
Okay, good. You get your money back. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $100. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Even somebody that tells you they're a science teacher, they should know genetics.
I never intended to breed double dapples.
Should have known not to try to produce double dapples.
As I know that that's inappropriately done.
It's unethical to the animal.
Brian does not know what he's doing.
And I'm standing up for my dogs.
He needs some psychological help.
If you don't know what you're doing breeding, don't do it.
So it became a rescue for us instead of...
Rock on, Judy.
Trying to get a dog to breathe.